Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Who do you think you'd put down as the 20 legends who have shaken the world? I know you're just dying to write down my name, but seriously, I wonder who we'd write down. Life magazine included Audrey Hepburn. In fact, she featured on the cover of the special issue of 20 Legends Who Shook the World. Other legends included Marlon Brando, Martin Luther King Jr., Winston Churchill, Muhammad Ali, and Edmund Hillary. Do you think any of them would have made your list? Or maybe your legends are people who will never be famous, yet they've had a positive influence on your life. In commenting on the list, the magazine's editor, Bill Shapiro, said that the one thing that all the personalities shared was that their status as legends was in no small part the result of personal struggles against prejudice or poverty, or what their peers warned were the absolute limits of human potential. I mean, apart from diehard fans, who would have known that Hepburn spent a childhood of near starvation and ruined health in Nazi-occupied Holland? Jesus was born into a poor family, and many who knew him in that day would always remember the mysterious circumstances surrounding his birth and the innuendo about who his father really was, not to mention those who discounted his message because in their eyes he was only the carpenter's son. Yet look at what he accomplished, and all for us. So if there's a challenge facing us that others tell us is beyond our capability or is impossible for someone of our background, let's remember that we can do everything through Christ who strengthens us. Or as Paul put it, if God is for us, why worry about those who are against us? Shapiro's view was that we remember legends because they change the way we live, think, and dream. If that is not a description of the life and influence of Jesus, I don't know what is. Of course, no matter how much we love and revere him, legends eventually die. How much better it is then to put our faith in Jesus who died for us, but then rose from the dead to offer us the hope of eternal life. I'm Aaron Wright.